strong in all conditions. So, next time mechanic or your customer champion at any engine service station, do you have Shell Helix? Because if it's not Shell Helix, you're not giving your engine the best. Get Shell Helix today, because if it's not Shell Helix, you're not giving your engine the best.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our Business Solar Loans. Accessing your Business Solar Loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 8:01 on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. President Hichilema directs Justice Minister to postpone Bill 7 for further public consultations. 5 polling stations to delay Lumezi by-election results. And in global news, a UN chief warns of high number of armed conflicts. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. President Hichilema has guided Justice Minister Princess Kasuna in consultation with Parliament to defer the ongoing process on Bill No. 7 of 2025 to allow for more consultations with the Zambian people. The guidance by the President follows further consultations with church mother bodies and civil society organizations held at State House on Tuesday this week, where diverse perspectives were shared. President Hichilema says this decision underscores government's commitment to fostering a participatory and consensus-driven process in shaping transformative legislative reforms. The head of state says that to ensure additional stakeholder input, he has guided the Justice Minister to work closely with the church, civil society and other stakeholders to review the current roadmap and proposed amendments. And President Hichilema has reaffirmed government's commitment to reviewing the NGO Act and the NGO Bill to safeguard the independence and operations of non-governmental organizations. This is according to a statement issued by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka. Meanwhile, Transparency International Zambia has commended President Hichilema for deferring Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 following extensive consultations with various stakeholders, including civil society. TIZ Executive Director Morrison Nyambe says that this decision is a progressive step and provides an opportunity for further engagement and consensus building and looks forward to upcoming platforms that will enable the organization to highlight its concerns regarding the process and content of the bill.
As TIZ, we would like to commend His Excellency the President for the decision to defer Constitution Amendment Bill Number 7 of 2025, following a series of consultations that he has had with various stakeholders, including us as a civil society. We think that this is a progressive step, which certainly gives us an opportunity to further engage with the process, and the hope is that ultimately there will be some consensus that is built in terms of what needs to happen ultimately.
Results from 5 polling stations where election materials were delivered by helicopter later than expected will delay the announcement of the Lumezi by-election results until tomorrow morning. Speaking to the media after visiting several polling stations, Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ Commissioner Major General Vincent Mukanda, retired, explained that the delay is due to the fact that helicopters cannot operate at night, hence the results will be announced the following day. And ECZ Commissioner McDonald Chipenzi has commended political parties for maintaining a peaceful atmosphere during the election and urged the commission to build on this progress as preparations begin for the 2026 elections.
The entire Lumezi so far has not received any adverse incident or confrontation between or among the stakeholders or participating political parties. That is a pat on our cheek, and we hope that the same spirit will continue. We have also seen that the turnout is not very bad. So far, I think from where we've gone, we see that there's above 200 registered voters who have cast their vote.
Meanwhile, voting has closed in 83 polling stations, while voting in 5 of the polling stations in the valley, which opened after 10 hours, has been extended by over an hour. Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance Acting Chairperson and Patriotic Front Acting President Given Luvinda has announced that the Alliance took part in the Lumezi parliamentary by-election under protest, raising concerns about the credibility of the electoral process. Speaking during a press briefing in Johannesburg, South Africa, Mr. Luvinda has expressed alarm at the pace which the by-election has been conducted, alleged that the process has not been free or fair, further claiming that opposition parties were denied the opportunity to inspect the reprinted ballot papers. Mr. Luvinda has also criticized Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha, urging him to disclose the cost of ongoing legal proceedings related to the burial of former President Edgar Lungu in South Africa, while accusing government officials of withholding key information over the matter to control the public narrative.
And we heard that the ballot papers that were initially produced were erroneous because they didn't have the full names of the candidate of the United Party for National Development. And now we're surprised that the ECZ had speedily replaced them, and they have not allowed other political parties to verify those ballot papers. And instead they have thrown them in and are taking them directly to polling stations, denying us, the Tonse Alliance, an opportunity to verify them. Who is going to ensure that the number of ballot papers that are going to be used is the correct number? What measures are being put in place to ensure that these elections are free, fair?
Government has acknowledged calls for the removal of turnover tax in the agriculture sector and the zero rating of value-added tax VAT on tobacco-related inputs and outputs, following various complaints from stakeholders. Speaking during the 60th Annual Congress of the Tobacco Association of Zambia in Lusaka today, Agriculture Minister Ruben Mtolo says the concerns raised will serve as a foundation for policy discussions between the association and key government institutions, including the Ministry of Finance. In a speech read for him by Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary John Mulongoti, Mr. Mtolo reaffirmed government's commitment to addressing barriers to agricultural growth and development. He has, however, noted that policy reforms must be carefully considered to avoid unintended consequences.
We want more social and environmental impact associated with the tax. Therefore, we have a clear responsibility to significantly contribute to environmental restoration and social development in the community is matter. We call upon all players to embrace a single transaction strategy to battle with action, response for something, and that we are the